Hey everyone, and welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let's face it, life can feel like a constant pressure cooker sometimes, right? We're bombarded with information, deadlines, expectations. It's enough to make anyone want to curl up under a blanket and binge watch something mindless. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate this crazy world with more grace, understanding, and yes, even joy? Today, we're diving deep into the transformative power of self-compassion through mindful living. Ever felt like you're your own harshest critic? You know that feeling when you trip over air or make a silly mistake, and your inner voice unleashes a torrent of negativity? Well, guess what? We can learn to rewrite that narrative. Think about it, we wouldn't treat our best friends with the same level of criticism we often direct at ourselves. So why do we allow ourselves to be treated this way? Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or ignoring your flaws. It's about approaching yourself with kindness, understanding, and acceptance, just like you would a dear friend going through a tough time. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that inner cheerleader. 1. Recognize your humanness. First things first, remember that everyone makes mistakes, messes up, and feels inadequate at times. It's part of the human experience. Accepting this reality can take a huge weight off your shoulders. Think about it like this. If your friend came to you feeling down because they spilled their coffee, would you berate them for being clumsy? Probably not. You'd probably offer a comforting word and maybe even share a funny story about your own caffeine mishaps. Treat yourself with the same kindness. 2. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can be a game changer. Instead of dwelling on past regrets or worrying about future uncertainties, focus your attention on your breath, your senses, and the task at hand. When your mind starts to wander into negative territory, gently bring it back to the present. It's like training your brain to be less reactive and more aware. 3. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that constantly puts you down, those are just thoughts, not facts. Learn to identify those negative self-talk patterns and challenge them with compassion and logic. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Would I say this to a friend? What would be a more supportive and realistic thing to tell myself? 4. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you're thankful for can shift your perspective from negativity to positivity. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be anything from a warm cup of coffee to a hilarious conversation with a friend. Gratitude has a powerful way of rewiring your brain to focus on the bright side. 5. Practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about prioritizing your well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body, spend time in nature, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, and mentally is essential for cultivating self-compassion. Think about a time when you were struggling with something. Maybe you failed a test or had a disagreement with someone close to you. How did you treat yourself during that tough time? Did you offer yourself kindness and understanding, or did you beat yourself up? Chances are, if you're anything like me, you probably leaned towards the self-criticism route. But what if, instead of berating yourself, you had treated yourself with the same care and compassion you would offer a friend going through a similar situation? Imagine saying to yourself, "Hey, I messed up, but that doesn't define me. It's okay to feel disappointed, but I can learn from this experience and move forward." That's the power of self-compassion. It allows us to navigate life's challenges with more grace, resilience, and even joy. So, how will you start practicing self-compassion today? Take a moment to acknowledge your strengths, celebrate your accomplishments, and treat yourself with the kindness you deserve. Remember, you are worthy of love, compassion, and understanding, starting with your own. I'm Leo Weston, reminding you to heal your attention span and live a more mindful, compassionate life. Tune in tomorrow for another dose of inspiration.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.